CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Southern California firefighters are making progress in fighting the Mountain Fire, which has destroyed over 130 structures in Ventura County. As some residents return to see their homes, Robert Wellsby with the Ventura County Fire Department
right
says...
Right now we're focusing on the recovery effort. Obviously the fire has blown through this area, and while it might seem that the act of firefighting is over, we move into a whole nother process, and that is to help the residents who have lost their homes recover. And if that means we're shoulder to shoulder sifting through ashes, then that's what that means.
The fire is now 14% contained. The Justice Department unveils a thwarted Iranian plot to assassinate President-elect Donald Trump. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Criminal charges unsealed by the Department of Justice cite an unnamed official in Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard who instructed a contact to kill Donald Trump. The documents say this instruction was passed along in September before the presidential election and included details on how to surveil and ultimately kill the former, now president-elect. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Israel's foreign minister travels to Amsterdam to meet with the Dutch Minister of Justice and Security, David Van Wiel. It comes after several Israeli soccer fans were attacked in the Dutch capital after a game last night. Van Wiel says Dutch and Israeli authorities are investigating.
We want to have a safe Amsterdam for those Israeli citizens and Jews that are still in Amsterdam, and we will make sure that happens. And then we need to go after the people that perpetrated this, and we will prosecute them. And the Israeli government has promised us that they will help us in gathering evidence.
Authorities say some social media posts called on people to target Israelis. Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, faces calls to resign after an independent report alleges that he knew John Smith abused more than 100 boys and young men at Christian summer camps. The BBC's Aleem Makbul reports.
There were around 30 victims in the UK, but we now know of more than 85 others in Zimbabwe and South Africa, making him among the most prolific abusers associated with the Church of England. Archbishop Justin Welby says this week he's thought about resigning over the matter, but that others persuaded him to stay.
Smith died in 2018. In less than 48 hours, at least 9 people are stabbed in Seattle. Deputy Police Chief Eric Barden says today alone...
We had an individual who committed 5 different stabbings in at least 4 different locations with 4 different victims. The injuries to those victims range from a minor cut to severe stab wounds.
That suspect is now in custody. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows. And save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Christmas tree farmer Leo Collins plays Santa for some Hurricane Helene damaged businesses in East Tennessee and the Carolinas. WLTV-TV Sam Luther explains.
We've got neighbors 3 hours away that are in a bind.
Every year, he typically buys 500 trees from them. This year, around 1,300. Buy more trees and giving the profit made right back to them, helping them stay afloat during a tough time. It's what these farms did for Collins when there was a Christmas tree shortage over the last few years.
They kept making sure that somehow I got trees.
Collins buying up their inventory, but these farms have no idea why. They aren't aware that they'll be getting all the profits. The reason why Collins kept that a secret from them is because he knows these farmers are the kind of folks who would always put others first.
Massachusetts High Court rules that a $70,000 engagement ring must be returned to the person who bought it after a canceled wedding. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low in the low 40s. We'll look for clouds to thicken for tomorrow, a high to the mid-50s. Then rain developing tomorrow night, continuing on into Sunday. High temps stay in the mid-50s, upper 50s, and mostly sunny Monday. Right now, it's 48.
WRJN.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
softly smile, I know she must be kind. We'll be right back.
Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
saw you sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams. Oh, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. As the colder months approach, treat yourself to a warm and cozy dessert. Enjoy mouth-watering cobbler fresh from the oven, topped with rich vanilla bean ice cream. Or embrace the season with freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, perfect for the chilly days ahead. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Warden threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock, everybody, let it rock. Everybody in old cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Spider Murphy played his tenor saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer pulled from Eleanor with crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple gang. Let it rock, everybody, let's rock. Everybody in old cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you've let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you. Thank you for that.
fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one, so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees? Would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down by 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave.
Always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. in Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
My old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words silent raindrops fell.
silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
I love you, all is groovy.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. They wanted President-elect Donald Trump dead. Court records unsealed today show an operative working for Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps told federal investigators that 2 months ago he was tasked with surveilling and ultimately assassinating Trump. The BBC's Samira Hussein breaks it down.
He ordered the assassination of an Iranian military leader. That's General Qasem Soleimani. Now, he was a designated terrorist, but Tehran has always said that Mr. Trump should face trial for that assassination of Mr. Soleimani or face Tehran's revenge. And this is perhaps what that looks like.
There are wildfires raging coast to coast. In Brooklyn, New York, firefighters have just battled a brush fire in Prospect Park. In New Jersey, four wildfires are burning after nearly a month and a half of no rain. And in Southern California, hundreds of homes are gone after a wildfire that began Wednesday morning. Luz Delia Cabrera is with CBS News Los Angeles.
It was a heart-wrenching drive down Cerro Crest in Camarillo. Home after home turned to rubble as the mountain fire ripped through the area. Rafael Frankie was devastated to see the place he's called home for decades is gone.
It hurts. It's painful. That's something you work, I worked all my life on. And everything goes in smoke.
He says he and his wife were able to get out with just important paperwork, the clothes on their backs, and their dog, Ollie.
Still many questions after dozens of people were arrested in Amsterdam following them attacking Israelis who were in town for a soccer match. CBS's Remy Innocencio is there.
Police arrested more than 60 people. Five who were attacked were hospitalized. The disorder began earlier when some fans marched in a pro-Israel demonstration. A Palestinian flag on a building was torn down. Another set on fire. People chanted death to the Arabs.
Now to Seattle, where a person is in custody after randomly stabbing five people downtown. Sam Campbell is with our affiliate Cairo and is at the scene.
When we heard from Deputy Chief Eric Barden, he was frank, calling this a random series of attacks that is way outside the norm.
There's a similar description, a suspect description, the randomness of this. This is a horrific